This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Recently, we spoke with one of our supporters about her involvement with the fellowship and how God is using ordinary people to serve Him in extraordinary ways. Here's the fellowship's Abe Truitt in Jerusalem, speaking by phone with longtime donor Donna in Oklahoma.
So prior to giving to the fellowship and seeing Rabbi Eckstein on television, did you have any sort of connection with the land of Israel, with the people of Israel? How much did you know about Israel?
Nothing. I'd never been there, never. I knew there were Jewish people and there were Jews in the world, you know, but I had never had anything to do with them, ever.
And how much would you say you know after becoming a member of the fellowship? How much do you feel like you've learned about the land of Israel and about the Jewish people?
Actually, quite a bit. I go to a Messianic church here now. You know, I've never been to a Jewish synagogue. That's as close as I've got, but It is. I mean, the Bible's the same. I have a Jewish Bible, and I read it. It's easier for me to read than King James. It just, the way it's written, the way the stories come out, it's just, you can understand it better.
What you're essentially saying is that God's Word doesn't begin with the New Testament. God's Word is the Old Testament and the New Testament, and is carrying on to this day, and it's still relevant to us in our lives today as well.
Yeah, they go deeper. You get more understanding. It's easier to figure out. And it's, I mean, just the way they live, it's just so much better.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.